This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you how you can get Bible verse scripture cards with the key verses for this series, 40 Days of Prayer. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com. Or, if you want, you can connect with us by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called How to Pray for Healing and Restoration.
Proverbs 8, 17. God says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me, they find me. Hebrews 11, 6. God rewards those who earnestly seek him. Circle the word earnestly. This is not some casual pastime. It's not like I'm going to seek you in my spare moments. After three TV shows, I'll seek you. After I do my social media, I'll seek you. You're like you're the low priority. Now, this is a serious pursuit. Who earnestly seek you. It's the primary focus of my life. God, I got to know you. Because you made me to know you. You know, you don't become an Olympic athlete in your spare time. You got to seek it. You got to earnestly seek it. Years ago, my brother played golf, so I played golf because he played it. I hate golf. It's the only game you can play your entire life and never get any better at it. Why would I do that game, huh? People say, you play golf? Well, I played at it. A big difference. But you say, why did you play at it? Because I wasn't willing to invest the time. It's real simple. I just wasn't willing to invest the time. And to be a pro at anything requires intensity. You want to be a pro at prayer, you got to invest the time. You want to be a pro at knowing God, you got to invest the time. I got to earnestly seek him. What does God want from me more than anything else? What does God want from you? He just wants you to seek him. God, I really want to get to know you. Look up here at the screen. The Lord, Psalm 114, verse 2, the Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race, and he looks to see if there's even one with real understanding, just one who seeks for God. What is he saying about that verse? He's saying, you know, the fact is, most of my children really don't even seek me. It's really rare to find somebody who's earnest about seeking God. We want just enough of God to bless us, but not, you know, to change us. Deuteronomy, the Bible says this in chapter 4. If you seek the Lord, your God, you'll find him. And if you look for him with all your heart, that's the key, and with all your soul, and when you are in distress, and these things have happened to you, you will return to the Lord your God and you'll obey him, for he's a merciful God and he will not abandon or destroy you. If you're stuck in a cycle and year after year after year you feel like, I'm not getting any better. I'm just kind of stuck. I'm in neutral and I wasn't any better last year. I'm not sure I'm going to be any better this next year. Same situation. Relationship still stinks and my habits still are not where I want them to be. If you're stuck in that cycle, it's because you're not seriously seeking God. You got to seek him with all your heart. Now, you know what? If you'll do that, it's kind of like humility. God loves the humble, but God goes overboard for people who seek him. He will bless your socks off. Look at the next verse. Seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, And all these other things will be given to you as well. There's almost nothing God won't do for the woman or the man that are genuinely seeking God first. Almost nothing. Everything else is, I'm going to take care of it. It's so rare to find somebody who's truly seeking me. Other people are seeking blessings from me, miracles from me, signs from me. No, but these people actually just want to know me. I say, well, how do I do that? Well, go back and listen to the message last week where I talked about how to pray throughout your day using the seven phrases of the Lord's Prayer. That's a way to seek God. You can listen to it online again, review those notes. Shows you how throughout the day, how to seek God throughout the day. If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then he gives us the fourth premise for the promise. And turn from their wicked ways. Now, what in the world does that mean? So I'll heal you, but you got to, number four, turn from my wicked ways. Write this down. Turn my attention. Write this down. Turn my attention from the world to the Word. I turn my attention from the world to the Word. Now, I need to define two terms here, the word turn and the word wicked, because I think we've got a lot of misunderstandings about this. He says the fourth premise for the promise is turn from their wicked ways. Okay, first let's start with wicked ways. Wickedness. What do you think of when I say the word wicked? You might think of the Broadway play. I want to be popular. Wicked. What do you think of? What most people think of when we say the word wicked, they think of evil, really bad and evil stuff that other people do. Assassinations, that's evil. That's wicked. Sexual rape and abuse, that's wicked. Genocide, that's wicked. Extortion, that's wicked. Murder, torture, that's wicked. And our idea of wicked is Hitler and the extreme of evil. Let me give you a little bit different definition of wicked. What does the Bible say? You might write this down. Definition. Wickedness is forgetting God. Wickedness is just forgetting God. Anytime I forget God, that's wicked. Because you were made to be in fellowship with God. He loves you. He wants you to love him back. He knows you. He wants you to know him. Wickedness is not all those other things. It's forgetting God. And when we forget God, we do all kinds of other stuff. And when a society forgets God, society does all kinds of other wicked stuff. But it's really about forgetting God. Look up here on the screen. Isaiah 17, verse 10. You have forgotten. You've forgotten the God who saves you. And you have not remembered that God is your place of safety. Whoa. What's your place of safety? What has been your place of safety? God says, I'm your place of safety, but you've just forgotten that. And some of you think your place of safety is your bank account. And some of you think it's your boyfriend. And some of you think it's something else, whatever. But God says, I'm your place of safety. I'm going to protect you. You're my child. You're my son. You're my daughter. And what you've done is you've forgotten. I've got a message I've been holding on. I was going to do it a couple weeks ago on prayer and memory. And I studied all through the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, every verse on forgetting and remembering. And there are a lot of things God says I want you to forget. But there are a lot of things God says I want you to remember. And one of the things he says, when you've forgotten me, that's wicked. Okay? Now, what about turn? Turn from my forgetting God. Well, the turn, that word there in Hebrew, it's the Old Testament, literally means return. It means bring back. It means repent. It's the word for repent. He says you don't just turn away from the bad stuff, you turn to the good stuff. In the Bible in the New Testament, it's the Greek word metanoia. Meta means to turn, and noia is the Greek word for nous, which means your mind. It means to flip your mind, to change your mind. Repentance, that's the word metanoia in the Bible. Repentance simply means change your mind. I used to think about God this way. Now I think about God that way. That's repentance. I thought that was good. Now I think this is good. I used to value that. Now I value this. That's repentance. I used to think God was this. Now I think God is this. I changed my mind about life. I changed my mind about success. I changed my mind about what matters. I changed my mind about the past, my past. I changed my mind about the future. I changed my mind about love. I changed my mind about what matters most. That is repentance. I am turning my attention. Now, most people, they think of the word repentance, they think of a negative word. When you say the word repentance, you think of like a guy on the sidewalk with a street sign. He's got long, scraggly hair and a beard, and it says, turn or burn. You're going to die and fry while we go to the sky. No, that's not repentance. Repentance is not a negative term. Repentance is the most positive term in history. When I repented, I turned from guilt to forgiveness. That was a good deal. When I repented, I turned from darkness to light. I turned from no purpose to purpose. I turned from hopeless despair to hope for eternity. I turned from bitterness to love. It was the most positive change in my life. If I had known how positive it is to repent, I would have done it years earlier. It's not like somebody's trying to give me cancer. I wish I had known it and understood it sooner. To turn from darkness to light, from meaninglessness to meaninglessness, from a life that is shallow to a life that is significant. That's repentance. It's the most positive change you can make. To turn away from hell to heaven, from Satan to God, from no love to the love of the Father that will never, ever end. So when he says turn from their wicked way, he's saying, yeah, I want you to turn away from that to turn over here. Change your attention. Change your attention. Metanoia. Let me wrap it up. Look up here at the screen. Acts 3:19. The Bible says, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Anybody like that? I like that part. And so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. I bet you probably need some times of refreshing in your life. You may need some times of refreshing in your career. Our nation needs a time of refreshing. How do we get it? Repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Times of refreshing come from the Lord. Last two verses, Proverbs 28. If you hide your sins, you're not going to succeed. But if you confess them and you reject them, you're going to receive mercy. What are you pretending isn't a problem in your life? What are you pretending isn't a sin? If anything, we've learned from politicians, and not we haven't learned much, but we have learned that cover-up is worse than the sin. It just makes it worse. Just makes it worse. If you hide your sins, you will not succeed. But if you confess and reject them, you're going to receive mercy. Therefore, James 5:16, confess your sins to each other, pray for each other, so that you may be what? Healed. Circle that word, healed. It all starts with confession. You might write down there, I need others to help me change. That's why we have support groups. It's why we have recovery groups. It's why we have small groups. It's why we have every kind of possible group you could imagine, because you need other people to help you change. Confess your sins to each other, pray for each other, and you will be healed. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, repentance, from their evil ways, their wicked ways, I've stopped forgetting God. Then, three things. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. And I will heal their land. Let's bow our heads. Folks, this isn't rocket science. It's pretty easy to understand. God just lays it all out. It's just the real issue is, will we do it? Will you take these steps right now in your mind, in your heart? Would you start, if my people will humble themselves, would you say, God, I want to admit I'm not in control. I've acted like it, but I'm not. I've tried to run the shots and call the shots, and it just isn't working very well. And the harder I try to control things, the more out of control everything gets. And so today I humble myself. And then I'm asking you to guide me and bless me and give me the power to change and relieve my stress and all of those things that come if I walk humbly before you. That list of humble actions doesn't look very easy to do. So God, I'm asking you to help me to be quiet in the face of criticism, to pray for my enemies, to immediately confess my sin to you, and all those other things. And you said, Lord, if my people will pray, I'm asking for help. Thank you for thinking up the idea of prayer. Thank you. I don't even have to worry about, is this a good prayer or not? You just said, ask anything, and you'll sort it out. I thank you that you don't put me down for saying stupid prayers. You just want me to talk to you. Teach me to pray all the time, all kinds of prayer, asking all that I need, to always be ready, to always pray for all God's people, to be tenacious. And Lord, I want to seek you. If my people will seek my face, forgive me for the times I have not sought your face. I've just sought your blessing. You've said that those who seek you will find you. I want to find you. And in this next year, I want to be closer to you than ever before. Help me to turn my attention away from the world to the Word. And as I do these things, I ask you to hear my prayer from heaven. I ask you to forgive my sins. And I ask you to heal me, my heart, my body, my mind, my relationships, my fears, my bad habits, my bad attitudes, my bitterness. Heal my anger. Heal my impatience. I want to be like you, Lord. You're humble. And I humbly ask this because Jesus already paid for it. And I pray it in his name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, one of the things you ask us about most here on Daily Hope are the Bible scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them. So Pastor Rick has added another deck of scripture cards with 40 of the key verses from this 40 Days of Prayer series that will transform your prayer life. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Friends, one of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is, we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn, and it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer scripture cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.